From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi security forces launched an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the counterterrorism service, Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. Iraqi Brigadier General Ali al-Hamdani said there is excellent coordination between the Iraqi army and Shia militia units taking part in the operation. He said the enemy defense strongholds have been broken, Sharia courts destroyed, and command and control centers neutralized. As the battle began, there are concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside, along with the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Former Chadian dictator Issen Abre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Abre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution.
Honnêtement, moi, je suis le plus satisfait.
Suleiman Gwengweng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied by the verdict. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Human Rights Watch, which worked closely with victims of Abre to bring him to trial, said the verdict sends a message that, quote, the days when tyrants could brutalize their people, pillage their treasury, and escape abroad to a life of luxury are coming to an end. Abre responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule from 1982 to 1982.